Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey guys, Doug Addison here at Spirit Connection Live, and it is Wednesday, March 6, 2013. Welcome to the broadcast for everybody who is connecting to us live. And for those of you who are watching this audio later on, I just want to welcome you as well. And just let's just open with prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and your goodness, and your Holy Spirit is flowing right now through the internet. So we ask, God, that you would actually move right now through the internet. Would you move through this this webcast and release your angels, release your anointing and your presence and your power and your love for everything that's needed, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome, and this is my monthly webcast. If you're new with us, and I usually do this, it's monthly. I usually do this once a month, but I do it the first Wednesday of every month. And I just want to dive right in with some prophetic words. But first, we've got Nina in the chat room tonight, and if you are just watching the webcast, you'll notice that there's a chat box on the side there. You can actually put in some questions and things like that. We're going to do about 30 minutes of some prophetic teaching and words, and then I'll do 30 minutes of Q&A, and we'll see what happens. All right. Well, I just want to say this. This is a year. 2013 is the year unrelenting disappointments leaves you heartsick, but sudden good breaks is a really good turnaround. This is Proverbs 13:12. Wow, I just had a brain blip there. But 2013 is the year of sudden good breaks, and Proverbs 13:12 in the Message, it talks about and not just being heartsick for hearing God and not being able to see the results. You know, I think that we've been suffering from what I call prophetic disappointments, and we've had so many prophetic words given, and we haven't seen enough really return on that. That people have really have been heartsick to see God move. But if you read the Proverbs 13:12 in the Message, it says, "But a sudden good break can turn your life around." And so I really believe this. I've been prophesying it this year, that this is a year of sudden good breaks. And March is going to come in like a lion, but it's going to go out like a lamb. You ever hear that saying? In the U.S., we have it anyway. And so if anyone's going through a hard time right now, I just want you to know that watch and wait, because sometimes we need to battle. Other times we need to just let the storm pass. But listen, this is a time to battle discouragement as the storm passes. If you're going to battle anything right now, battle discouragement and let that storm pass, because we are having some, the enemy is kicking up things right now. And boy, I've gotten so many emails and Facebook and Twitter posts, people telling me that a lot of stuff going on in their life right now, being discouraged. And I just want to say, hold on. Because you're going to see a break there, really. I'm looking for it too. But March, this is the prophetic word I had released in January for March, that this will be when things start to spring into action. And what God is revealing more that he's called you to do. So you want to take some practical steps and stay steady. It's going to benefit you to create a plan of action. You know, faith without works is dead, James 2:20. So this is a serious shift. In other words, when I say this is God's going to be speaking to you more right now. And if you don't take some action, some type of action, I don't care what it is. I always tell people, hey, you know, do some research, do something practical, you know, read a book, go to a seminar, watch a webcast, you know, do something like that. Do something practical, or agree with someone in prayer over the things that God's calling you to do, because it's really important in the season we're in 2013, it's important to put feet to our prophetic words, to put feet to our prayers, to put action with it, because you're going to see a greater return. So there's a serious spiritual shift, momentum is happening right now. And things may, that may require more energy, may have required more energy in the past. It's going to be easier as we get through the month, about 3 weeks into the month, after the 15th or so and into the 21st, we're going to see that things are going to get a lot easier. New connections are happening right now. And this is the month for that. And now we're taking on these projects. You know, I've taken on projects this year that I haven't been able to accomplish in years. In the last year and a half, I've done more than I have in years, maybe even 10 years, because it's something in the spirit right now. If you take some steps and those doors will start to fly open, try something new and see for yourself if God isn't moving right now. All right. Did you see the news that there was a fireball over California? On February 12th, I was actually landing in Redding, California. I was going to speak at the prophetic conference at Bethel Church. And as I was landing, God spoke to me a few things, actually five prophetic words. And then the fifth word I heard, he says, to confirm these words, he said to me, there will be a sign in the heavens on Saturday, February 16th. Well, you know, I was at a conference. I was speaking, and I was going to announce that, you know, that because the conference ended on Friday, I was going to announce that there'll be a sign in the heavens. But, you know, I misplaced my notes, which I often do, and I forgot to talk about that prophetic word, which would have been encouraging for people, because sure enough, Saturday, February 16th, a fireball or a meteor appeared in the sky over Northern California, and it was a sign of something new coming. I'm telling you this now. I talked to some people who around me at the time, but I'm telling you this now because God confirms things with signs in the heavens quite often. So this is what the Lord was telling me, that the confirmation, you know, of, there's a couple other things. He says, hold tight, because he's about to do something. He's about to move in a new way. And that April 22nd is going to be a significant date. And I'm going to be writing about that more about this later. But don't be discouraged right now. Don't buy into discouragement that is coming heavy from the enemy, that there's a serious change happening later this month. So new confidence is here from God for a breakthrough. Breakthrough of our old mindsets, our old patterns, ways of doing things. You can trust that's what's happening right now. This long-awaited season of change is actually happening. You can trust this right now, even though it does not look like it necessarily, even though you might be experiencing opposite, even though you might even be seeing some loss. I'm going to tell you that in just a minute here, but there really is a change coming, and I want to encourage you to hold on. So we're now leaving a 5-year season. We're coming out of a period of time that from 2008 until now, until 2013, you know, we look back at 2008, we had the financial downturn in the U.S. We also had people go into almost like a spiritual limbo. Many people in 2008 began to just really went through a difficult time spiritually over the last few years. This is, I want to tell you that this month is the breaking of that pattern, that 5-year pattern or that 5-year cycle. Go back to 2008, look at 2009, 10, 11, 12, and look at that and see if God wasn't starting to speak to you, or if things seemed to die down, or something happened, or it looked like it was derailing, because there's a 5-year pattern that we're coming out of. I know that my pattern in 2008, in March, my birthday is in March. And ever since I came out of the occult back in 1987, God has promised me, you know, he's always said to me, it was Deuteronomy 28, that he would bless everything I place my hands to. And, you know, I've seen that. Everything I've placed my hands to has been blessed. And every year at my birthday, there's always been a blessing on my life. Prior to that time in 1988, it was always a disaster. You know, I'd have terrible things happen to me on my birthday. But, you know, all these years, God's really blessed me. But 2008, a new pattern started. And I started going through this almost like a tailspin. I started going through the losses. At my birthday in 2008, you know, I had a big shakeup with some people and misunderstandings. 2009, lost staff. 2010, again, 11. We started seeing this pattern happen. So, you know, and I, of course, I called, you know, my friend Arthur Burke, you know, if you know about him, and diagnosed some ways to pray and things like that. But, you know, I'm now coming out of this. This is my birthday this month, and going to be really just believing God for the breaking of that pattern. And because God spoke to me, first of all, He spoke to me that many people have been going through a 5-year period, and it's been to prepare us. It's been to allow these things. You know, God will allow things. He will allow loss. He will allow, like, a Job season. It doesn't have to be that bad, but He will allow those things. He will allow injustices to come, because what happens, He's a just God, and He must repay you. He must repay all the things that the enemy has stolen. And so quite often God will allow you to go through a season like this, so that when He releases you out of it, now you're going to skyrocket. It's like a slingshot. You're going to skyrocket now, because you have 5 years of injustices being repaid to you. It's almost like the dam with the water of the Spirit being built up behind it. And the more that it gets built up, the more it gets built up. When that finally, the tipping point comes, that's where we're at right now. We're at a tipping point. It will be a much greater force than had God released these blessings over the last 5 years, a little bit at a time. And so that's one thing that we're at right now. We're at a tipping point. And I just had a dream of a tidal wave. I saw a big blue tidal wave. This is my second dream where I've seen this tidal wave. And I know that it's God talking about this movement that He's doing right now. And I'm really excited about it. So we are in a major time, right? Listen, we're in a time of major changing of the guard, a changing of the guard. I heard the Lord today on this. I've been mulling this around. I've been kind of hearing it here and there, and I was trying to understand it, especially, you know, with the resignation of the Pope. And people ask me, because I have the daily prophetic word, they wanted to go back and see if I had anything on that day, and I didn't. You know, I didn't get anything on the Pope. And but I began to ask God, you know, what's going on? Because that's a major shift of leadership there. And so we're in a time right now. That's what the Lord told me, is that we're in a time right now that we're going to see a changing of the guard. And it's for the good, really. We're going to be the shifting of some people are going to resign. Some are going to just lose interest. Some are going to go into heaven. And so don't worry about this. And by the way, you know, some people, if I release a word like this, they start sending me some emails saying that I've been, you know, inflicted fear on them. I just want to say this. I am not in any way, shape, or form grow up, if that's what you keep thinking. Take authority over fear. But, you know, we're going to see some people die right now. Don't worry. It's probably not going to be you, and it's not to get you afraid at all. Just know this, that God, with God, death is viewed differently, and heaven and earth interact on earth as it is in heaven. And so we're going to see a major realigning of things right now. I'm not just talking about dying. I mean major shifting in the old guard and the old way of doing things. New ministries, new businesses, new opportunities are going to open as a result of this shaking that's going on right now. And it's not a judgment or anything like that, but this realignment, it's going to be amazing. I'm really looking for it. And I heard God on March 4th, that He said, we're going to march forth on March 4th. And on March 4th this week, I heard the Holy Spirit say that we're going to see something epic. Yep, we're going to see something in a good way, an epic move of God, and we're going to see something happen and begin to happen that's going to play out through June and even further into the year. So it's a real amazing time. Again, it's not meant to freak anybody out. It's not meant to scare you in any way, shape, or form. But we need to be aware of it, because, you know, I've already been hearing of people. Man, I've gotten Facebook and emails of people already who have experienced losses in their family, sicknesses in their family, and they're going, what's the deal? And I said, listen, God's about to do something. If you've experienced a loss in your family, know this, that they're placed into heaven to pray for us. There's a cloud of witnesses. I've actually seen the cloud of witnesses of my family over my life, and they're in heaven in agreement with you. Their gifts, whatever they weren't could not fulfill on earth, quite often fall upon us. You know, you can ask for the gifts of those family members who could not fulfill the things that they were called to do. So it's a bigger picture than you might realize. We're entering into an accelerated healing time. I talked about this last December. We're not entering into it, but we're coming to an end of it. But God spoke to me in December that we are entering into a 90-day period of accelerated healing in three key areas, and that in December through March, that God is accelerating the healing of broken hearts, lost dreams, and hopelessness. So if you've experienced any of these things in these type any of the areas, maybe repeated attacks or the enemy, you know, messing with you, here's some good news. That this healing is going to be extended right now. And it's an accelerated time. Broken hearts, lost dreams, and hopelessness is being healed. And I believe it's April and through the end of April. I just hear these things. I don't know. I just hear that God is doing something in heaven, and I start noticing it. And so there's going to be supernatural grace right now. And this tipping point that I've been talking about, the tipping point of your destiny, by partnering with God, listen to me, by partnering with God on small things, which will set up bigger things later. You partner with God on the small things. You actually come into agreement in prayer. You do some small things. This is a time that, hey, we might be able to start out small, but dream big, plan big, because of those sudden good breaks that are coming. And my ministry's already gotten two sudden good breaks this year. God is in charge the entire, you know, all the time. He's doing stuff, and it's just an amazing time to be alive. And I'm so encouraged. And especially with this thing since 2008, you know, we saw so many things happen, kind of go off the rails in 2008. And now God is going to pull this back around, and we're going to really have a repayment for the things that were, you know, should have happened over time. There was a realignment here. You know what I really believe? I believe that during the economic downturn, during the loss of a revival in 2008, during those times, that this is, it was really crucial to understand this. God was trying to drive something out of us, out of our own hearts, because we were trusting too much in the system. Many people were trusting too much in the financial system and not enough in the kingdom system. And God began to flush out the things in our hearts at that time. Pride, prejudice is still being worked on. And I know that the prejudice spirit is still alive and well in operating in the church. I know that. I'm not just talking about races here. I'm talking about you know, political parties and different denominations and things like that. It's a prejudice spirit operating within the church that God's trying to get rid of us so He could flow with kingdom finances. Because right now, what God is doing, He's raising up what many call the Joseph anointing, you know, to take, to begin to influence the seven mountains of the society. I don't really like the message of, you know, that we're going to take the mountains, you know, do it in a forceful way. I don't like that message, because it's almost like we're going to go kill people and get them out of there, you know, spiritually anyway, and we're going to take over. But I think we need to influence it by relationships. And Joseph did that. Joseph went, you know, in Genesis chapter 41, in 40 and 41, Joseph went in and interpreted dreams for people, and ended up interpreting Pharaoh's dreams, and set up a blessing to flow into the kingdom. And this is a time right now that these Joseph people are being called. It started in 2008, the Joseph people, the people who are called to influence the world with kingdom finances, probably took a turn the other way, because it, quite often that will happen. But right now, 2012 and 13 is a time when we are actually kind of on an upturn, we're going to see some amazing things happen in that area. So it's important to hear God right now. I release on a regular basis, actually a daily prophetic word on Twitter. If you haven't checked it out, Doug T. Addison, my daily prophetic word's been doing it since last June. You know, I've been getting more feedback and responses on those prophetic words, those little 140 character prophetic words, than anything I've ever released. And I just do them all about, you know, a month ahead of time, whenever the Holy Spirit comes on me. Usually it's when I can't sleep, and I can't wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'll just start doing the daily prophetic words, just get them like this. I don't even think about it. Let it come in my spirit, out on the keyboard, come in my spirit, out on the keyboard really fast. I've just trained myself to be able to hear God quickly, an accelerated process. I did that because of outreach, about, you know, being in front of new people each time, you know, giving 5,000 encouraging prophetic words a year, doing it like that, not even thinking, let it bypass the brain, into the spirit, out the mouth, or out the keyboard. And so I started doing that last June with each day. I started, it was almost like when I used to train my teams and we'd go out and stand in front of a person, we'd get a word like that. Now I started training myself to do something new, which would be using my gifts. This is what I'm encouraging you to do. Use your gifts, but try something new. So I would stand in front of the day. I'd stand in front of March 6th. I don't remember what I did, but I remember it was back in February when I got it, and for March 6th. And then I put them in my Twitter buffer, and they get released, and I'm just as amazed as anybody. In fact, today's word spoke to me really strongly, you know, that I needed to extend grace to someone. And I, sure enough, I had to do that today. And so it was with for a company, you know, that I had to extend grace to. And, you know, these little words like that. So people ask me how I, you know, how do I develop the ability to hear God? And I want to tell you is and I say this all the time, but I can't stress it enough, is you need to journal. You need to be able to write things down and get yourself in a place to be able to hear God. Since I've been journaling, you know, I sound like a broken record on this sometimes, but since I've been journaling, my ability to hear the Lord has really skyrocketed and just increased, because I'm putting myself in a place every day to be able to hear His voice and track over time. God speaks over time. And if you don't track it, I forget about it. You know, if you don't track it, you're not going to be able to catch it, because God begins to speak. He'll start to call you over time to do something, and most people miss this because they're not even tracking it. So here's an example. The Apostle Paul, his calling, his destiny in life was actually to go to Rome and witness to Caesar. That was his destiny. Now, his destiny was also to, you know, to start churches, to suffer for the kingdom, all types of things like that. But his ultimate destiny came later on, when he began to step into it a little bit more. And I want to encourage you to look this up. And I just started noticing this one day when I was praying, and I said I was looking for ways that people in the Bible actually operate in the prophetic gifts, you know, because that's my thing. Study your gift is what you want to do. Study the Bible, how it works, how the gifts work. So I began to look up how the Apostle Paul heard God to go to Rome, and, you know, his ultimate calling. And so if you want to look this up later, I'll give you the verses. Acts 20, verse 20 through 23, Paul started feeling compelled. He said that he had a sense from God to go to Jerusalem, but he did not know what would happen. So he, first of all, number one, he had a compelling, or the still small voice, right? You feel compelled. You ever feel that? You feel compelled, but you don't know why. So write those things down, record those things, and track them. Then in Acts 21, verses 10 through 14, he took steps to fulfill that because he was sensing it. And then as he took the steps, he started, in other words, he needed to go down to Jerusalem. He didn't know it was Rome that he was being called to yet. But he took steps to fulfill that in Acts 21, 10 and 12, 10 through 14. As he did that to go down to Jerusalem, then a well-known prophet named Agabus confirmed it. And then this caused Paul to be willing to die if necessary. I mean, Agabus picks up Paul's belt and says, you know, that the owner of this belt will be bound and taken away. And, you know, everyone's like, oh my goodness, don't go, Paul. But he knew that this was a confirmation that he needed to go. And so first he starts out with just a feeling, doesn't know what it is. Second, he actually hears God, you know, through a prophet, that he needs to go down there. And then in Acts 23, verse 11, the Lord himself came and told him to take courage and go to Rome. Now, starts out with a compelling, you know, a small, still small voice. And then it moves on to confirmed by a prophetic person, a prophet, and then the Lord himself. Now, why did the Lord himself have to appear? Because that was a big thing. You know, if you're called to something big, then you'll probably have an angelic encounter or something more dramatic. And if you have smaller callings, you know, there's things that don't require that level of confirmation. So don't be discouraged if the Lord himself doesn't show up. And by the way, if the Lord or an angel does show up, then probably you're going to go through a lot to get there. But notice this, you know, start to notice how people respond, you know, in the Bible with being able to hear God. So I really want to encourage you right now is that God's calling you to do something, is to take some action. Begin to do something practical towards the things that God's calling you to do. And I don't know what that might be, but, you know, for me, God's always calling me to do new things. And so, this year I really wanted to try something completely new. I want to tell you, this is important. Whenever the Holy Spirit comes, or, you know, the presence of God comes, or the anointing comes, it's important not to operate the way we used to operate or we were used to operating. Especially this year. Some churches are used to getting, you know, the Holy Spirit will come and they're used to ending the service. I'm just going to give you an example. I'm not picking on any groups here, but maybe they're used to ending the service in a fire tunnel where everyone lines up on sides and they pray for people and stuff like that, which is good. I love fire tunnels. But don't assume that you should do that right now. Really, we need to call on the Lord and listen. Because this is a time where angels are coming into meetings. I'm seeing this. Angels are coming to the meetings for specific purposes. The Holy Spirit is there for a specific purpose. And if you move in your old ways of operating, you might miss it. You might, you'll still have on a scale of 1 to 10, you might have a 5, 6, maybe even a 7 by operating in while you're used to. But right now, if you listen to the Lord and you get into the very thing that he's calling you to do at that time, those angels are there for a purpose. You can get up to a 10 or 12, you know, results when you start to come into agreement with heaven like that. So this is a time. I want to just give this prophetic word. That this is a time to really look at new ways to operate, even in how we do ministry. And, you know, just be aware of what God's doing at any given time. And so it's an amazing thing. So Father, we just pray that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear. I pray, Father, we would know exactly what to do. We would know the voice of the Holy Spirit. We would know the voice of an angel sent from God, that we would know the difference and know the difference of our own voice. Father, I pray that you would activate the prophetic giftings right now in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. I'm going to have Nina call me right now on my cell phone, because I want to do some Q&A, and she's in the chat room, right? And so also, before she's doing that, I want to do a couple of different things. All right, got you there. Can you hear me? Hey, all right, can you hear me? All right. I just want to say a couple of things. One is the prophetic life coaching. I had taken a little bit of a break on it, and it's on my website, dougaddison.com, and go to the Prophetic Life Coaching, and I've done a limited number of clients the last 2 months because I've been finishing my dream book. I've been doing a lot of projects, but hey, I'm starting some more up this month. In the month of March, I'll be releasing the dates probably next week, and so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Also, if you haven't taken my flagship training, I call it my flagship training because I'm all about dreams and interpretation and understanding, the Dream Crash Course. If you haven't taken that yet, I highly encourage it. You can take it right online. And Dream Crash Course, you can go to my website, dougaddison.com. It's there. You can take the Jumpstart Course for free. That'll at least get you going on it. And it's pretty exciting, the results that I'm hearing people have. Also, another one is the prophetic tattoo and piercing interpretation. If you saw me in Father of Lights, Darren Wilson's new documentary, I was doing tattoo interpretations in a club in Hollywood and on Venice Beach. And it's a crazy, crazy new way of reaching out to people. A billion people on earth have tattoos. And we can tell them. I'm not encouraging people to get tats. I'm just saying that we can tell them what God's speaking to them. And I take a lot of flack for some of the stuff I do right now. And I'm always a forerunner doing something new. Also, remember this before I forget, is we're trying to keep these webcasts free. They cost us quite a bit to do. We get a lot of time and energy into it. Also, we do the recording afterwards. It'll be up on my website. So if you want to consider supporting, helping us out, that would be great. So we can keep them free. We would love it that way. But we need people to donate. So there's a donate button. And also on my website, you can become a partner with us if you so desire. I mentioned my new dream book. It's called Understand Your Dreams Now, Spiritual Dream Interpretation. This has been a long time in the coming, and we're shooting for May for a release of it. And so you'll be hearing more about it. You can sign up for my newsletter and try to announce everything on Twitter and Facebook as well. But it's quite exciting time with all kinds of new stuff coming. All right, so we have Nina in the chat room. How you doing, Nina? Do you have anything, some questions or anything that people have? Okay, people are asking about numbers and not the book of numbers, but like 11:11 and 111 and numbers like that. And there's a lot of different things, but you know, 11 tends to be transitions. And if you've been seeing 11:11, we're moving into a time of transition right now. We're transitioning to something new. Now I want you to look this up. Deuteronomy 11:11 was a chapter in the verses of transition. It was when the Israelites went from, they finally went into the promised land. And then Deuteronomy 11:11 and 12 and 13 was the promises that God was going to do. In other words, you're leaving one land. You're leaving the land of Egypt where you had to water things by foot or by hand. You had to work hard. And you're moving into a time, the promised land is where God waters. And I tell you, we are moving into this time right now. The kingdom, financial blessings, you know, that God wants to provide for us. We are moving into this time. So if you're seeing that, I'm just prophesying this again, that 11:11, 111, things are lining up right now for a release of kingdom financial strategies, not just, money coming from nowhere, but a strategy on how to make money for the kingdom. And it's definitely a time to get out of the poverty mindsets. All right, what else you got, Nina? All right. Okay, I mentioned April 22nd to be a significant date, and I heard that when I was landing in Redding, California, and I heard that it was April 22nd is going to be a significant date, and to confirm it, there would be a sign in the heavens, and we saw the meteor on the day that the Lord told me. So what is it? I wish I knew exactly, but a couple people said it was their birthday. So I'll just prophesy over you. Hey, 422, check it out. You were born 422. That's double fours, right? 2 plus 2 is 4, plus 4 is for the month April. That things are lining up. 4 really represents a time of God's creativity. A level of new creative blessing and anointing is coming to you right now. This is a birthday, a turnaround time. This year is a turnaround of old patterns and to look for that. So, wow, that's great. But I'm excited for what it means for the rest of us as well. I put it down, 422. When I hear God, something like that, I put it in my journal, number one. Second, I pop open my calendar, you know, and whether you have an Outlook calendar or Google calendar, Mac calendar, whatever, I put it in there with a pop-up reminder. And I love getting those pop-ups because I say something new. And then when the pop-up comes, something new coming in one day, you know. So it's a lot of fun. What else you got? Got some questions? Oh, okay. That I have? I put a John the Baptist anointing on him? Or is that... Okay. Oh, is there such a thing as a John the Baptist anointing? Wow. Well, there is such a thing as that. In other words, to bring a new message, you know, to declare the coming of a new something new, the coming of the Lord. Usually, if you're carrying it, if you really believe that God's given you that, you know, there's a difference between the John the Baptist anointing, which he was the one that came before the Lord and ended up dying for the cause. There's a difference between that and a forerunner. I'm a forerunner. And some people say that I have the John the Baptist anointing. I still have my head. Anyway, there's a difference. I know that I'm willing to die for it. and I'm announcing it. So they might say in one sense that that many of us have this John the Baptist type of calling on our lives to declare. Forerunners declare the new thing. 10 years ago, I was declaring that prophetic evangelism was coming, that using dream interpretation, prophetic words, and now here it is 10 years later. I'm more than 10 years. I'm now declaring something new. I'm declaring a move of God in the tattooed, pierced generation. I'm declaring a move of God in the gay and lesbian communities, and I'm getting in trouble. Do you know how many people are literally angry at me? I've been banned from my prophetic words are removed from the internet just because I made that statement and went in and ministered to some gay and lesbians and got them filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's been a rough time. So please pray for me, but also don't be so closed-minded that you can't be open to God doing something new, And I'm not changing my theology here. I'm just saying that we need a theology of love, and we need a theology of loving people. And it's a messy thing. The John the Baptist anointing is a messy thing. When we declare that God is coming and He's doing something new right now, I made a declaration that God was going to move in the new age. It was 10 years ago. We're seeing that. Over the past 10 years, we're seeing things happen in the new age. Behind the scenes, we're seeing some stuff happen, but get ready because we're going to see a whole slew of people who have been wounded by the church. I spend more time apologizing to people right now for the terrible experiences they had. I still love the church, but I'm praying, God, would you, we need to stop hurting people. We just really, really need to release the spirit of love into people. Anyway, all right, what else you got? Another question? Why do I think so many people over 35 cannot find their mates? I think that God is saving. Well, there's a couple different things. Some people need to just, some people might need, don't get me wrong here, you got to really pray about this, but some people might need to move out of the, or go somewhere where there are people. There are plenty of wonderful, single men and women out there, and I just think we need to, I don't know how to hook them up, but I think we really do need to do something here, and get people hooked up in the kingdom because two are better than one. I believe that some have been, now listen to me, some have been kept single for a purpose, and but here's the thing: what I've met, and I wrote this in my book, Divine Alliances, End Time Marriages. I wrote this down. I said, listen, those of you who feel called to be single, that make sure your calling is there or that the Lord is your husband. It might be stopping you from coming into one of the greatest times. Some people are, yes, it is true that they are, but a lot of those people I meet, interact with, who say, hey, the Lord is my husband, nobody else, I'm not even going to date, for crying out loud. There's people like that. And I'm not saying if that's you, that's great, if you know it's you, but some of the people I've met like that, yeah, they're covering a wound. They're covering a rejection wound or a wound, and they're using that as a covering to make sure you get healed. Go get some sozo prayer. Go get some Restoring the Foundation, Elijah House. Do something. Get some prayer, and make sure that you're not using that as a wound and not be able to, because you've been wounded by someone. Now, I realize that's a radical message I'm saying, but I really believe that we're stepping into a time right now that God's going to realign people, and it really is at end time marriage time, end time businesses, end time ministry partners. It's time to come into line, and I just want to speak that, Father, for those who've been waiting. I pray for an acceleration. I pray for the marrying together, removing of the shame, and just wake the men up. Anyway. How do I feel about online dating? My professional opinion, I've recommended it to some people, just make sure you're careful and you do all that stuff. I believe in utilizing. In fact, I've heard some amazing stories, met couples who met online, and I think these are times to take measures, and some of the people I've coached, I've told them, hey, go on a cruise, go on an online dating service, try something. and see if God doesn't open a door right now. You might have tried in the past, but try something. He'll give you discernment on who to talk with, and have people around you help you with it. You know what? Let me just say this. I was in my 30s. I was 35 years old, and I had been married previously that didn't work out, so I was divorced, and I had to now relearn how to date. So what I did, this is me, I started going over to my friends at church that were families, couples that I liked. You know, I noticed the couples, and I went over to their house and had dinner with them to observe a healthy relationship. And not all of them was real healthy, but it helped me to get out of, to learn. And then when I started to go out on dates, I had to run this by people that I knew at church. How about this person? How about this woman? You know, because I was used to this unhealthy thing. I'd been divorced. I was used to an unhealthy, understanding of relationships. And, you know, I found the woman of my dreams. I found my wife, and she had never been married. We were over 35. We got married age 36, and now we're in our 50s. Here we are 17 years later, and I just want to say this, is that we had to get out of our comfort zones. And check this out, she wasn't at my church, and I wasn't at her church. We got outside of our you know, we kind of met in the middle. We met at a prayer meeting, but we went to different churches. And so that's why I always say that sometimes you might have to export or import, you know, to find someone else. All right, what else you got? Enough. Can you pre-order? You will be able to shortly. And I just, we're in the process. It was a last minute thing to self-publish. We were going to go through a publisher, but we should have it, the pre-order, in about 30 days or so. And definitely sign up on my website for my newsletter if you're not already on there, and you will get a notification. We're shooting for a May release, and absolutely do some pre-orders. Understand Your Dreams Now. It's an exciting book. What else you got? What is the journal program I use for a PC? I'll tell you, both my journal programs, the PC that I use for years, it's called The Journal by David RM Software. You can see you can download a trial and see my videos on it by going to my website, dougaddison.com/, all lowercase, The Journal. And or go to the Training and Dreams, and you'll see at the bottom the journal program with some training videos on how to use it. Now for Mac, I haven't released anything out. I use Mac Journal. Mac Journal is an amazing journal. It does about everything you ever need to do, it cross references and everything. And it has an iPhone and an iPad application, but it's not on the cloud yet. And so it works on the iPhone and the iPad, but you got to sync it. It's a little bit weird to sync. So until it's on the cloud, I'm not going to recommend it. But it is an amazing program. I love it. I do all my journaling and blogging right through my Mac Journal. All right, what else you got? Having a recurring dream of taking a shower. Well, shower dreams are being cleansed off of things. So probably you're in a time of cleansing. We all need them. It could be that you're around and your environment is that way. You know, like I get cleansing dreams going to the bathroom, or shower dreams after I'm around certain, you know, if I go to Las Vegas or something like that, we start, you know, if we're around different spirits and things like that, we'll have that. But this is probably that you're going through a cleansing or restoration period. And I'd work with God and start to ask him, what is it you need to do? What is it he's trying to show you? Maybe there's something specific. Have some people pray with you. Go through some prayer time and ask God if there's something specific that you need to happen. What else you got? Hailing big balls of hail. Okay. Well, it depends. Hailing, there's a dream of it hailing. Weather tends to be, and especially things like that, times of spiritual warfare, times of turmoil, different things like that. So it would just depend on, you know, the rest of the dream. I'd write it down, see if something happens. If it was hailing fire, it would be different. But if it was hailing hail, that's what happens when it hails. It is, that water represents the spirit. Hail, it's a little bit frozen. So there's things that are saved up, but there's spiritual warfare. That's what it is. There's spiritual warfare going on right now, and over the things that are being saved up for you in the spiritual realm. I've been having dreams of warfare, just total warfare, being trained and retrained in army camps and military stuff and grenades. We are in a time of spiritual warfare, but remember I released the prophetic word at the beginning. Right now is the time up to battle. When you got to know when to battle and when to let the storm pass over you. And this is a time to battle discouragement as the storm. Don't battle the storm, battle discouragement and let the storm pass over you right now. All right. Do you have anything else? Okay, this is a person that says they're a dreamer, but they haven't had any in the last couple months. And that's a common question I get, and I was going to address it tonight. Some people say, I used to dream, or I don't dream, or, something's changed. Well, we all know that science tells us anyway that we all dream, and we just don't always remember. And if you stop dreaming, maybe your schedule has changed. Maybe there's something else going on. Maybe God's concealing things right now. It is possible that He's concealing things. Quite often we'll have dreams that we don't know, we don't remember having. I mean, we know we dreamed, but we can't remember the details. That's actually a pretty good dream because God's sealing it away in you and you just go walk it out. So here's what I recommend is I'm just going to pray right now and put a pad of paper and pen next to your bed or something like that, or promise the Lord that you're going to write down anything, even one snippet, any one sentence that you remember. And watch and see if this doesn't activate. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, people who haven't been dreaming, I just pray for just a dreaming anointing right now to be able to remember, to be able to retain, to be able to interact with their dreams. Amen. All right, see if that works. I do get a lot of emails that it opens things up. And you don't always have to remember your dream for it to be good because God's spirit, remember that? He's spirit. And so he will give you a dream into your spirit, and all you have to do is go live those dreams out. Those are really good. All right. That's in my dream crash course, by the way. You can find out more about that. What else you got going? Oh my goodness. The person who was dreaming that they were flying. And they lost without an airplane, and they lost their ability to fly and fell down into a pack of lions. So here's the tricky part: is when is a lion, the lion of Judah, right, which is a representative of the Lord, or when is it the lion who is, the Bible says it both ways, is ready to attack you? It's the enemy, and that's the tricky thing. So flying and losing, the flying represents moving into higher callings, higher levels of giftings and anointings of the Lord. And then losing the ability to fly means, that you're going through a season right now that things aren't operating quite as big. And the pack of lions, I'm assuming, didn't kill you or anything. Here's what I think is you need to figure out that is that good or bad? Is that lion, are the lions, something that's, the Lord is taking you. You were moving, and that's what. Okay, I'm just going to tell you what it is. Prophetically that you were moving a certain way, and then God is now taking you down and about to. He's going to train you. He's going to retrain you in being able to move in higher levels of the Holy Spirit. Now, if the lions ate you, that's another story. That was the enemy attacking you. But I really believe that right now that there's a time that the Lord is doing things. He's doing things in a different way. And anyway, all right, what else we got? Oh, a trance. Someone knew I had a trance. Wow, was that what did that go out on the wire? Oh, it must be one of my intercessors. I was in High Point, North Carolina, and it was 2 weeks ago, I guess, or somewhere around there. And I was with Jeff Jansen, and we were having a great time. And he was ministering, and really, those if you've been around him, boy, the glory angels come in the room. The glory angels came in the room, And I was sitting over on the front row, and I went out. I went out, not just went down in the spirit. I couldn't even sit up. So I knew to go with it. And sometimes these things happen that you can, like in this case, I felt sleepy, but I know I don't sleep. I don't sleep in meetings. I don't sleep, I sleep in bed at night. I don't fall asleep anywhere else. So when it happens that quickly, I knew that it was very similar to when in Acts 10, when Peter went up on the roof to pray, and he fell into a trance. And that was the Greek word ecstasis or ecstasis or ecstasy. And so I went with it. I just started to go down. I was saying, I'm going down, So I actually somehow stretched out on the chairs. I don't know how. There was a ministry time going on. Listen, how you go down in the spirit, maybe you've never gone down in the spirit. Sometimes you go down in the spirit and you're on the floor and you don't want to get up. You just know it's a wonderful feeling and you still know everything around you and everything. Hey, this wasn't like that. I went out cold. I don't remember a thing. I didn't hear anything. I did see this. It was almost like I was being taken into a t like a it wasn't a tunnel, it was a square tunnel of lights, of like flashes going on, and I was being taken in this tunnel. And so I don't remember. Came up out of it about 30 minutes later, and apparently Jeff had said that he saw an angel standing over me, pouring oil on me. But here's what I felt. I felt like a scan going up and down my body. That's what I was feeling as it was going down this tunnel of lights, and a scan going up and down my body. And Jeff said that was the angel pouring oil over me. That's what I was feeling, this waves and ripples going over me to prepare me for the next season. Now, and I came out of that, I didn't have anything. I was hoping, wow, I went into a trance. Wow, this was cool. I haven't had one of those in a long time that was like that. And here, I come out of it, couldn't remember a thing. But check this out. It doesn't sound impressive, but those are the things that'll change you even more, because that's when God ministers to your spirit. And I came out of there with a new strength. I came out of there with, a turnaround for the next season. I don't know quite what it is yet, but I've been getting more revelation. All right. So sometimes it'll feel like you go to sleep. Watch for that. What else you got? Yeah, how do you know? Because I've been talking about this, when God's promises actually are void for you. In prophetic words, in other words, not necessarily promises from the Bible, but prophetic words. Sometimes I've been talking about this lately, is you got to know what's for now, what's for later, what God's spoken to you, or which ones are voided. In other words, they were meant for you to do something and you didn't do it, and things passed, moved on. Or you were meant to move a certain place, but it didn't happen. Other people, either yourself or other people, said no, and that now is a void thing. And I was trying to think of an example in my life, but I can't all of a sudden. But let me just use an example for someone else's life. Maybe you felt called to move to St. Louis at one time in your life, and then all of a sudden that just left it. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that you're never going to go to St. Louis, but it could have been a season of time that God wanted you to be part of something, but maybe you said no, or some other people said no. So those are the types of things that would be void. So what I would recommend is write them down and just watch and ask God to show you which ones are now. Don't freak out about it. People are emailing me and contacting me, and they're freaked out about some of their prophetic words being void, and they're scared. Don't get a fearful, because fear is a bad thing. That'll shut you down. What you want to do, though, is ask God to show you and watch. Open eyes and watch and see what happens. I had some prophetic promises that were spoken to me over years and years ago, and I was shocked when they came about. And I've still got some other ones I haven't seen yet. So I have them all on a list in my journal, and kind of like they're like my prophetic bucket list of things that I know that God's called me to do before I died. So we'll see what happens. All right, what else? Anything about writing or prophetic for authors? Yes, absolutely. And this is an independent writer. This is a time right now for screenplays, anointed screenplays and books, novels, Kindle books especially. It's really a time to get your story out there. I've been talking about it a lot. I've got a book called Write a Book Quickly, which is just a small little thing about, it at least helps people to get going on it. But this really, really is a time to get your stuff out there. And whether it's a full, you know, a full whatever, full project, or even if it's just a small amount, this I really believe, and especially as we're moving into this time about the Joseph anointing or the Joseph people rising up, many of them will be in this writing field. And I want to encourage you to try it. And especially, that's what I love about Kindle. You can try out a couple of chapters, you know. I'm pulling out just pieces of books that I had been, you know, I'm writing, like, gosh, I probably have 12 books that I haven't written, pulling out pieces and creating Kindle books on them and seeing what kind of interest is out there. And then you'll be able to see how God moves on some of that stuff. All right, what else you got? Yeah, okay, they're smelling scents, the scents, on people around them. So do dream symbols apply to the scents as well? They can, yeah. It's like anything, even with dream symbols, you have to, you know, it changes from situation to situation. But if you're smelling roses on a person, you know, they're probably new growth. Begin to write it down and notice. Here's what I recommend. Here's how you learn this. You're in the school of the Holy Spirit right now. All of us are. Always learning, always continual improvement, always. Write down when you smell something and describe the person, and then look at their character and see if you can tell about it. I would encourage people as well, is go to the last time you heard God, or the next time you hear God clearly, and write down the details. What did it smell like? What did it taste like? How did it come to you? When I say about journaling, that's what I'm talking about, is detailing this stuff out. So that you're really training yourself. It's a Hebrews 5:14. By constant use, you've trained yourself to distinguish good from evil. All right, what else you got? We got time for a couple more. Yeah, they got a prophetic word from a pastor. Thus saith the Lord, that you have cancer, go see a doctor. Well, first of all, I don't know the track record of that person. If they have an accurate track record, you know, I would begin to pray immediately anyway. Things like that, those are unusual words. You got to look at the source, make sure, you know, do they have a track record? Now, number two, begin to pray right away in Jesus' name. You know, begin to soak yourself in prayer, and don't walk in fear. But that's a tough one. You got to take that to God, you know, and see. I guess if you went and got tested, you would know if the person has a gift or not. But that is one of the more negative words. But some, you know, again, prophetic people operate in different ways. And so I'm on the encouraging side. And I've been healed of an incurable genetic disease, and I've been, you know, gone through a lot in this, you know, in that whole area of loss and terminal illness and things like that, and broken through that. So I just wanted to speak this over you in Jesus' name, that anything that was negative off of that word, anything negative in your body, would be completely cut off right now. Amen. It's a tough one. You got to look at the source. There's a lot of things that you got to do to be able to tell, you know, if you need to take steps or not. First is to get people to soak you with prayer. Anything else? We have time for a couple more. One more. Okay, someone had a dream they were being attacked by a cat while walking down the road at night. They finally grabbed the cat, beat it against a car. All right, that's a spiritual warfare dream, because it was at night. The cat was probably a demonic attack. But the thing is, the good news of that dream is that you took authority, and so you're taking authority against an attack in your life. All right, well, hey, my goodness, we are coming to a close. We are going to try to pull some of the questions that you put in the chat and try to, you know, start answering those on the webcast and on my blog. Check out my blog, DougAddison.com. Also, the Dream Crash Course. You can actually take the Jumpstart class for free. The Prophetic Tattoo and Piercing Interpretation, you can actually take session one for free. I mean, the whole session, so you get an idea what it is. Don't forget to donate if you can, if you have ability to help us. complete what God's calling us to do and touch people around the world, to be able to hear His voice, to be able to find their destiny. And also follow me on Twitter, Doug T. Addison, or on Facebook, The Doug Addison. All right, guys, we'll just pray. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this. Boy, the hour just slid right by, and I thank you for everybody that's on the webcast right now. Open our eyes to be able to see you, to be able to hear you, to be able to experience you, and most of all, that we may know you better, Lord, that we, Ephesians 1, 17 and 18, that our eyes would be open so that we may know you better. I pray for dreams and visions. I pray for angelic encounters and healing in the name of Jesus. Hey, guys, bless you. Thank you, Nina. And we'll see you on the internet or see you next month.